Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, July 26th. Well, after putting in new lows for the moves across the board on Friday in corn, wheat, and beans, we've got some follow-through on Monday's buying caused by hotter, drier weather forecasts, maybe some selling exhaustion as well. More pronounced in the corn and beans, wheat higher but trading inside of yesterday's ranges. So let's take a look at corn. December finished up 16 cents overnight, 599 and three quarters. That buying additionally spurred by the crop ratings that came out yesterday afternoon. Corn 61% good to excellent. That was versus about 63% expected and down 3 points from last week's 64% good to excellent. That 200-day moving average, which may bring in some renewed fund interest after heavy liquidation, comes in around 621, so we are definitely within striking distance of that number. Taking a look at beans, we finished up 28 and a quarter cents at 1374 and a quarter. That's 59% good to excellent in the beans. That was versus 60% expected and 61% last week, so down 2%. 200-day moving average in the November bean comes in at 1382. Again, we're just less than a dime away from that, so that is within striking distance as well. In the wheat, we had SEP Chicago finish up 21 cents at 791, SEP Kansas City up 20 and a half at 860 and a quarter, SEP Minneapolis up 20 and a quarter at 904 and a quarter, spring wheat 68% good to excellent versus 71% expected and 71% last week, winter wheat 77% harvested versus 82% expected and 70% last week. The wheat, a little bit further away from those 200-day moving averages, probably about 80 cents to a dollar there, so a little more work to do to bring in any renewed fund interest. Outside markets, you've got the dollar up 56 ticks at 106.91, the Dow down about 130 points overnight, and a little bit supportive of the grains here. We've got crude oil up another $1.80 overnight at 98.50. We're about $5 a barrel off of yesterday's low. So we will have to see how things progress and always keep an eye on the geopolitical news and whether or not the rockets fired into Odessa by the Russians possibly continue, or if there is a little bit more faith now that words are getting ahead of the actions again and they're saying everything should be all right, but I don't think there's a whole lot of trust there. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.